With Montana News, I'm Claire Bergeson. A recent survey revealed some surprising opinions amongst Montanans. Professor Christopher Musty helped conduct the survey for the University of Montana and Stanford University.
And what we found was that a large majority, almost three quarters of Montana, were willing to have the government spend more money specifically for low-income housing and for housing for homeless people.
In 1999, Montana's legislature passed a bill by Chris Christians to create the Montana Housing Revolving Loan Fund. The idea was to use leftover funds from another bill to support affordable housing. Chris Christians.
At the time that it was passed, we felt that there would be leftover funds in the housing and in the supplemental foods bill, but to date, it has never received any funding, even though it has gone before the legislature several times in the past.
In other words, Montana does not spend any state money on housing assistance. It exists in Montana, but it's all funded by private donations or federal dollars. In 2015, the U.S. Housing and Urban Development Exchange found that about 1,900 Montanans were homeless. Aaron Fowler is executive director of Missoula's Poverello Center, a nonprofit that provides emergency short-term housing, food, and medical assistance. She says that Montana's empty loan fund means private and nonprofit organizations must fend for themselves.
Homeless services in Montana are traditionally provided in a very grassroots way by community donors, grants, foundations, and really are just operated kind of piecemeal in without any united system.
And the federal money that funds the local housing authorities scattered across the state is declining. In 2008, the Helena Housing Authority was awarded over $600,000. This year, they got $170,000 less. Sheila Rice from the Montana Board of Housing says that comes at a time when many Montanans are facing high housing costs.
So about 50% of Montana renters pay more than 50% of their monthly income for their rent. And that just gives them hardly any money left for everything else in life. And so it's an economic depressant if we don't have homes that are affordable.
Rice says Montana is either approaching or in a housing crisis right now.
There's not enough homes that are affordable for working families to buy, and the rents are so high that many of our senior citizens and Montanans with permanent disabilities are finding themselves not able to afford their rent.
With nowhere else to go, people start turning to less than ideal options. Some affordable places around the state were built years ago and need renovations, but without funding, they fall into disrepair and some can no longer be used. Perry Roberts, from the Montana Rescue Mission Shelter in Billings, says he understands why new housing developments aren't being proposed.
In the Billings market, at least, there aren't private investors interested in developing low-income housing because there just is no financial incentive for them to do that.
Roberts thinks that if the loan fund had a source of revenue, the money could be a good incentive for developers to build affordable housing. Poverello Center's Aaron Fowler says that reducing homelessness in Montana is complicated and will take a lot of small steps.
What works in Minnesota brilliantly might not work for us here in Montana, and so we have to find a solution that works for our state and our communities locally, and that's going to take a really solid understanding by our legislators and representatives at the statewide level.
UM professor Christopher Musty says the recent survey also shows Montanans weren't worried about the proximity of services.
We asked people whether they would be willing to have housing for homeless people sited within a mile of their own house. And over two-thirds of the Montana population, urban and rural, were willing to have siting near the house. It was not a not-in-my-backyard effect. People were willing to have homeless housing specifically fairly close to their houses.
For more information about housing in Montana, visit our website at mtpr.org. With Montana News, I'm Claire Bergeson.